This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. Today, the Cheshire Bridge Road corridor in Atlanta is, well, diverse. It's a mix of decades-old businesses and, in more recent years, adult entertainment venues. But what many probably don't know is that behind all the development, there's actually a creek. And now there's even a trail to explore it. The Cheshire Farm Trail, which opened earlier this fall, is just off Cheshire Bridge Road before the street heads under I-85. Sally Sears of the South Fork Conservancy gave me a tour of this new green space and also shared some of its history, starting with the first white settlers in the area, the family of Captain Hezekiah Cheshire.
The Cheshires didn't particularly set about naming their plantation the Cheshires. It got its name because of the captain's two sons, who each had a farm on either side of the South Fork of Peachtree Creek. They built a bridge so they could go visit each other. The road to the bridge was called Cheshire's Bridge, and that's how we got Cheshire here. John, one of the best parts about this is finding out that the Cheshires are not only historic, they're all still here. And I think they're all cheering that we're loving their creeks as much as they did.
So right here in front of us with the first bridge, is this part of the creek?
Right in front of us is one of a million little tributaries that reminds you what it was like when this was farmland. Every time it rained, every little hill would have its own little trickle crease in the side of it that would all go down in little bitty creeks to form the big creek, to form Peachtree Creek ultimately. And we're very close to where Peachtree Creek itself is born.
Cheshire Bridge Road is many things to many people these days. Personally, it's where I find some of my favorite old school restaurants. But there is a sort of a seedier side.
Well, it's a border country. It's a very small stretch of streets, not 3 miles long. But in those 3 miles, they've got a lot of variety. And I think that's because it always had a sort of frontier quality. It was on the border of the mountains and the city. When people would come in from North Georgia, this was one of the first spots they got to that felt like they weren't in the country anymore.
They were in the big city.
The big city. Yeah. Well, it wasn't quite as big then as it is now, but it was fabulous. There were one of the first places you could legally buy alcohol. And any place like a frontier between two countries where there's a little ambiguity about the rules, you know, am I in the town or am I in the country? Maybe people push the envelope a little bit more.
So here we are in the early part of the 21st century. How did the idea for what some might call an unlikely place for a trail, how did this project come about?
When they built Georgia 400 and I-85, it went north. It only went north. And remedying that became a long-term project of the Georgia DOT. And when they finally got the money from the Georgia State Road and Toll Authority, that's how they funded these extra two ramps. But the neighbors who lived here in Lindridge Martin Manor said, wait a minute, we don't particularly want a high ramp in our backyard. What are you doing? And ultimately, their idea about something to put up with the trouble and the neighborhood's desire for trails beside the creek came together. And that's how the trail became the solution to the inconvenience of having a ramp in your backyard.
Sally, how common is a space like the one we're in the middle of today?
This particular neighborhood, when we began, had zero public space that was accessible other than the paved road, not even sidewalks. This is the first large-scale green space made accessible to the public, and it has been met with great affection by the people who live here because it's the first time they've had a park to run in or jog in. It's not really a park, it's a trail, but it feels like a park.
The living descendants of Hezekiah Cheshire, I understand they have been a part of this project, at least upon completion and helping to cut the ribbon. What have they had to say?
Oh, John, they were so pleased. And I was so gratified. The two oldest members of the family were here in their 90s, in their prime happy, and they said they were so grateful to have such an important part of the farm restored to the public.
Sally Sally Sears with the South Fork Conservancy. Her organization helped nearby residents and GDOT design the new Cheshire Farm Trail. We do have a few photos of the view from the trail and some information about how to find it. You can find all that at wabe.org/citycafe.